Hey guys, welcome to my channel. Today we're going to talk about the topic of letting go. And I chose this topic because so many times I get caught up with wanting to be in control of everything. And I wouldn't call myself a control freak, but at the same time, I love knowing what my next step is, what my next plan is, what is going to happen next. I like to know those things, but quite frankly, nobody knows everything that's going to happen to them in their own lives. God does, but we don't. And that's what we're going to kind of go into a little bit in detail today. So for today, I have two verses. My first verse that I want to read is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." The second verse is Jeremiah 29:11, and this one's a very popular one, and I know you probably have heard it before, but it's, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Starting off, let's kind of talk about what's happening in these books of the Bible. In 1 Peter, we see Peter giving instruction on how to be obedient and how to follow Jesus, learning how to cast our cares onto him instead of being in control of everything that happens, because we can't bear that burden ourselves. We need to rely on Jesus. And then in Jeremiah 29:11, we see that the Israelites are in exile from being disobedient. Jeremiah calls out Hananiah, who declared God would free Israel from Babylon. The only problem is, this was not what God had planned after all. So Jeremiah was calling them out on that, saying, "No, this isn't happening. That's not what God said to do. So stop declaring this false accusation." So, you know, we look at this verse, and it's such a popular verse. You know, you hear it all the time. You know, when someone goes through something difficult, you know, "Hey, just, you know, read Jeremiah 29:11. He's not doing this to harm you. He's not going to get you in any kind of harm. He's got your back," all of these things. And that's kind of how we translate it a lot of times. And that's how I have definitely translated it in my life at times. But that's not really what it's saying. What it's saying is that God does not let us escape those difficult times, those hard things we have to go through in life. He doesn't just take those away. Instead, we go through those difficult times to understand how much we can grow using God, or having him help us through those, relying on him through those difficult times, because we can't face those ourselves. We have to let go of that mindset of, "Oh, I can handle this. You know, I got this. When in reality, we don't. We need God. So a little bit about me, if you don't know me. In November of 2017, my husband Justin died 5 months after we got married. He suffered from cardiac arrest while he was out running, and he collapsed a mile from the house. Someone watched him collapse and got him to the hospital quickly, but unfortunately, he had brain damage that was just irreversible, and he never woke up. So he died a week later. And during that time in the hospital, you know, we just kept getting signs of, "Oh, maybe he's going to be okay." And then it was like one step forward, we would take two more steps back, and then he was worse, and then he was better, and then he was worse. And so we had so many people come to the hospital and pray with us and be with us, and it was so, so, so helpful for us. You know, it just showed how many people cared for us and how many people cared for Justin, and we just felt so much love from everybody. You know, and Jeremiah 29:11 was a verse I relied on heavily, heavily during those times. But I think, you know, for a while I had read it wrong. You know, I read it and I think, "Oh, okay, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be okay. Justin's going to be here. None of this has happened. It's just a dream. I'm going to be fine. God wouldn't put me through this kind of suffering because I'm a believer. I believe in him. So there's no way this can be true." But it is. You know, God doesn't promise these things to say, "Okay, you know, you're a believer, so bad things will never happen to you." No. Instead, we look at this and we see, okay, yes, I'm going through a difficult time, but I know that God can help me through this, and I know I'm going to come out stronger for it. So when Justin died, I began to kind of think about the people around me, and I started realizing how many people I actually knew already who had been widowed at some point in their lives. And I started thinking about all those people I knew personally and thought, man, okay, so all of these people I know have been through this, not the exact same story, because we all have different stories, but they've made it through one of the hardest things imaginable. And they're stronger for it. And so I thought, okay, if they can do this, then I can too. But I can't do it alone. I need God's help to do it, to get through this. It's not going away. I have to just push forward. And when I can't push forward anymore, that's when I have to rely on God the most. So to kind of sum up, as hard as it has been to live this life without Justin by my side, I am so thankful for God for giving me the strength to grow in the faith. It has been so difficult in every sense of the word, but I am a much stronger person for the path I've endured. I'm at peace. Maybe you are on your own difficult path right now, with which you have little to no control over. Don't give up. Don't find a way to escape your problems. Instead, throw your hands up to God and say, "Without you, I can't do this, but I need you. And I know with your love, I'll be okay. It may take more time than I want it to, but I'll be okay."